I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that summertime has set in, some of the best places to fish and at the same time cool off are going to be those rolling rivers in the West Virginia hills. We'll talk about them coming up right after this. Two best ways to enjoy a fishing experience right now in West Virginia would be a float trip or wading and fishing. However, for both those, you need to pick your spot carefully. Mark Scott is the DNR's fisheries biologist in Beckley and says in his district, you can wade to your heart's content in the picturesque Greenbrier Valley.
Greenbrier is probably the number one for wading. My dad and mom took me there when we were growing up, and it's pretty safe water for families. I mean, water's water, but you know, as far as rivers go, it's pretty safe. Lots of shallow water where the kids can play in, and not big, long, deep holes for the most part. There's some, but and there's no big rapids that you got to worry about. So, yeah, that's an ideal place to walk around and fish.
Now you can wade parts of the New River just below Bluestone Dam, but the New can be tricky. Swift undercurrents and undertows. It also makes it less than ideal for a float tip unless you have considerable experience.
You can wade a little bit in New up below the Bluestone Dam down to Sandstone. There's spots you can wade, especially there right below the dam. But for the most part on the New River, there's a few spots that you can float. They're fairly easy, like from the dam down to Brooks, and it's not bad. And Sandstone down to Meadow Creek is a little bit tougher. But if you've never been on the river, you really need to go with an outfitter the first time and then get an idea. I mean, I get calls of people wanting to come down and bring their John boats and float 10 miles, and people get killed.
You can float the Greenbrier safely, but in the summer, the water levels are so low, you're probably going to do more dragging than floating. The Coal River, Upper Tiger, Cheat, Bluestone, and of course the South Branch of the Potomac are other strong choices if you want to float. No matter where you choose to strike out for a day of fishing, the fish are likely going to be plentiful.
Yeah, now's the time to go catch numbers. All summer long is a numbers thing. You may catch a big one, but if you want to catch big ones, you really need to be out there in the early spring or the late fall. But now's the numbers time for sure.
Not to say that a big fish is out of the question around this time of year, but the big fish have a tendency to slow way down on feeding in the summer, and they'll go very deep. But if you're patient and you use live bait, chances are you can coax them out of those deep holes. Hope to see you on the water soon on West Virginia's Wild Rivers. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.